Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com.
When you start throwing these sex robots into the mix, I'm predicting that you're going to pull at least 15 to 20% of men out of the dating pool.
Yeah.
Because they're just going to be satisfied with their sex robot.
Yeah, here's what I wrote on as a response to his comment. So this is basic market economics.
Uh-huh.
So your product, and that is a woman's vagina,
correct,
basically, is becoming devalued due to competition, risk, and market saturation. So the solutions are to improve your product, which I'm not sure how you do that.
Yeah, you can't improve
a pussy. Well, no, you can, though. You can do more.
Improve the personality.
You can do more with it. You can surround it by better things and not just think you can coast on. Not that all women think they can just coast on their vag, but there's a lot of, especially super hot girls, that just think, oh, I'm super hot. I don't need a personality. I don't need to learn how to fuck.
Yeah.
I don't need to do weird shit.
100%. You're right.
Then the other thing is, my examples were hitting the gym or doing anal. And then you can mitigate risk perhaps by proposing to men and offering in advance to sign prenups, because part of the risk is that dudes aren't willing to surrender half of their shit anymore just for a piece of ass.
Sure.
Unless you're a private in the military, in which case
what it's going to turn into is essentially like they're just going to have to come up with a whole new value proposition.
Yep.
Because if we can have our needs met by an animatronic thing and we don't have to deal with the fucking bullshit that comes with it, then why wouldn't we choose that?
Yep.
So girls are going to have to become more relaxed, more chill, more like European women for the most part, because American women, they're terrible. Their attitudes are terrible. They just suck.
Well, it's bad business to think that your product has more market value than what it really does, because then you're going to overcharge for it and you're going to get pushed out of the market by better and less expensive products.
And again, when you say product, we're talking about pussy. So.
Not just her
vagina.
Well,
we're talking about the person.
Yeah, like, I'm not talking
so
about
the total package.
The person is the product.
The vagina, and then there's those two other holes as well.
Okay.
Because, Ross, like, you think about this. You remove 20% of single men off the market. Like, your late 20s and early 30s women that are single, like, now they have to actually compete. It's no more I'm sitting back and letting my Tinder inbox fill up. Now it's like they're going to actually have to pursue and be aggressive. And they're going to have to, like what Dan and I are talking about, you're going to have to come with new value propositions. So it's like, instead of showing up at the first date, like the dude's like, yeah, I got a sex robot at home. Like, what do I need this for? She's, well, I like other chicks. You know, they're going to have to adapt to attract.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And it's funny. So, you know, Jesse watches those fucking Bachelor shows, my wife, right? I walked in on one last night, Bachelor in Paradise. It was a girl, she was maybe late 20s, 28, 29. And she was crying into camera about this guy didn't like her or whatever, didn't pick her for the fucking thing. And was just like, I'm tired of dating. I'm over it. I just want to find a husband and move on so I don't have to be in the dating circle anymore. So I can definitely see where this would start happening more and more, where it's just like, all right, great, we've got to step up our shit. But on the flip side of that, does that mean dudes get lazier because there's going to be...
It absolutely will.
Yeah, like, dudes are going to get lazier.
And they'll become more demanding. Like I'm saying, like, you're not going to choose a girl unless she's showing up saying, listen, we'll fuck three times a day. I'm bisexual. We'll bring girls home together. I won't complain, and I have a job, and I'll make money for us too. Like, it's like, oh, okay.
I think it's a good thing, and here's why. One, I like aggressive women, but it's not just a good thing for me. It's a good thing for the species at large, because it pushes shiftless layabouts out of the gene pool. So dudes who are content to just fuck a robot and not use it, you know, recreationally, they're gone. They're out.
Yeah.
And then women who are too dumb to realize their position in this whole situation, or too lazy or too arrogant or whatever to fucking like mold themselves to match the market, they're gone too. Right?
Yeah.
And now it's only alphas banging, making babies. And then
we can
dominate the fucking world, dude.
Exactly. You're right. It's going to correct itself is what it's going to do.
Yeah.